Harm reduction in religious communities, bridging the gap. Harm reduction is a public health approach that seeks to minimize the negative consequences associated with high-risk behaviors, particularly substance abuse, without mandating complete abstinence. This concept can be contentious in religious communities, which often emphasize abstinence and moral purity. However, it is essential to understand that harm reduction does not endorse or encourage harmful behaviors, rather, it acknowledges their existence and offers practical, compassionate support to those engaged in such activities. In religious settings, harm reduction strategies may include providing clean needles to intravenous drug users to prevent disease transmission, creating non-judgmental safe spaces for individuals struggling with addiction to seek help, and offering education and resources for safer substance use. It is important for religious communities to recognize that harm reduction aligns with core values such as compassion, non-judgment, and the preservation of life, which are fundamental to many religious traditions. By understanding the principles and objectives of harm reduction, religious communities can explore ways to integrate these practices into their existing frameworks while maintaining consistency with their beliefs and values. This approach allows for a more nuanced and effective response to complex social issues, bridging the gap between public health initiatives and religious teachings. The stigma surrounding harm reduction in religious communities. The stigma of harm reduction. One of the biggest challenges in integrating harm reduction into religious communities is the stigma and misconceptions surrounding this approach. Many individuals within religious communities may view harm reduction as enabling or condoning sinful behavior, rather than as a pragmatic and compassionate response to complex issues such as addiction and substance abuse. Understanding the roots of stigma. The stigma surrounding harm reduction in religious communities often stems from a lack of understanding about the principles and evidence-based practices of harm reduction. There may also be a fear of backlash from more conservative members of the community who view harm reduction as contradictory to religious teachings. Overcoming stigma through education and dialogue. Overcoming this stigma requires education, open dialogue, and a willingness to challenge preconceived notions about addiction, substance abuse, and the role of religious communities in addressing these issues. By addressing the stigma head-on and providing accurate information about harm reduction, religious communities can begin to shift the narrative and create a more supportive environment for individuals struggling with addiction. Bridging the gap, integrating harm reduction into religious practices. Integrating harm reduction into religious practices requires a thoughtful and nuanced approach that takes into account the unique beliefs, values, and traditions of each religious community. This process begins with open and honest conversations about the realities of addiction and substance abuse within the community, as well as an exploration of how harm reduction aligns with the core principles of compassion, non-judgment, and the preservation of life that are central to many religious traditions. One way to bridge the gap is by reframing harm reduction as an expression of love and care for those who are struggling, rather than as a compromise of moral values. Religious leaders can emphasize the importance of meeting individuals where they are, without judgment or condemnation, and providing practical support to help them lead healthier and safer lives. This may involve incorporating harm reduction principles into religious teachings and sermons, creating support groups or counseling services within religious institutions, and collaborating with local harm reduction organizations to provide resources and education to the community. Another important aspect of integrating harm reduction into religious practices is addressing the language and messaging around addiction and substance abuse. By using non-stigmatizing language and reframing addiction as a health issue rather than a moral failing, religious communities can create a more inclusive and supportive environment for individuals seeking help. Ultimately, integrating harm reduction into religious practices requires a willingness to challenge traditional attitudes and beliefs about addiction, while remaining true to the core values of compassion and care for all members of the community. Overcoming resistance and opposition in religious communities. Resistance and opposition to harm reduction initiatives within religious communities can be formidable obstacles to progress. This resistance may stem from deeply held beliefs about morality, sin, and personal responsibility, as well as fears about the potential impact on the reputation and integrity of the religious institution. Overcoming this resistance requires patience, empathy, and a commitment to engaging in open dialogue with those who hold opposing views. One approach to overcoming resistance is to provide education and training on harm reduction principles and practices for religious leaders and community members. This can help dispel misconceptions and fears about harm reduction, while also providing an opportunity for individuals to ask questions and express their concerns in a supportive environment. It is important to approach these conversations with empathy and understanding, acknowledging the validity of differing perspectives while also advocating for the importance of harm reduction in addressing complex issues such as addiction. Another strategy for overcoming resistance is to highlight the success stories and positive outcomes associated with harm reduction initiatives in other religious communities or secular settings. By sharing real-life examples of how harm reduction has helped individuals access treatment, reduce harm, and improve their overall well-being, religious communities can begin to see the tangible benefits of embracing this approach. It is also important to emphasize that harm reduction is not a replacement for traditional forms of support such as counseling, spiritual guidance, or community outreach, but rather a complementary approach that can enhance the overall effectiveness of care for individuals struggling with addiction. The role of religious leaders in promoting harm reduction. Religious leaders play a crucial role in promoting harm reduction within their communities by setting an example of compassion, understanding, and non-judgmental support for individuals struggling with addiction. By openly discussing the realities of addiction and substance abuse from a place of empathy and care, religious leaders can help reduce stigma and create a more inclusive environment for those in need of support. One way that religious leaders can promote harm reduction is by incorporating these principles into their teachings and sermons. By addressing addiction and substance abuse from a place of compassion and understanding, religious leaders can help shift the narrative around these issues within their communities. This may involve reframing addiction as a health issue rather than a moral failing, emphasizing the importance of meeting individuals where they are without judgment, and highlighting the value of practical support in helping individuals lead healthier lives. In addition to providing spiritual guidance and support, religious leaders can also play a role in advocating for policy changes and community initiatives that support harm reduction efforts. By using their platform and influence within their communities, religious leaders can help raise awareness about the importance of harm reduction and encourage their congregations to support initiatives that promote compassion, care, and practical support for individuals struggling with addiction. Building support and advocacy for harm reduction in religious communities. Engaging with community members and leaders. Building support and advocacy for harm reduction in religious communities requires a multifaceted approach that involves engaging with community members, educating religious leaders, and collaborating with local organizations that specialize in harm reduction efforts. One way to build support is by creating opportunities for open dialogue and education within religious institutions, such as hosting workshops or informational sessions on harm reduction principles and practices. Fostering partnerships and collaborations. Another important aspect of building support is fostering partnerships with local harm reduction organizations and public health agencies. By collaborating with these organizations, religious communities can access resources, expertise, and support for implementing harm reduction initiatives within their settings. This may involve hosting joint events or programs, sharing resources and information with community members, or participating in advocacy efforts to promote policies that support harm reduction. Empowering community voices and building empathy. It is also important to engage with community members who may have personal experience with addiction or substance abuse, as well as those who are passionate about promoting compassionate care within their religious communities. By creating opportunities for these individuals to share their stories, insights, and perspectives on harm reduction, religious communities can build empathy and understanding around these issues while also fostering a sense of solidarity and support for those in need. Case studies and success stories, implementing harm reduction in religious communities. There are numerous case studies and success stories that demonstrate the positive impact of implementing harm reduction initiatives within religious communities. For example, some religious institutions have established support groups or counseling services specifically tailored to individuals struggling with addiction or substance abuse. These programs provide a safe space for individuals to seek help without fear of judgment or condemnation, while also offering practical support such as access to clean needles or naloxone kits. In other cases, religious leaders have taken proactive steps to address addiction within their communities by incorporating harm reduction principles into their teachings and sermons. By reframing addiction as a health issue rather than a moral failing, these leaders have helped reduce stigma and create a more supportive environment for individuals seeking help. Additionally, some religious communities have partnered with local harm reduction organizations to provide resources, education, and support for individuals struggling with addiction. These case studies demonstrate that it is possible to integrate harm reduction into religious practices in a way that is consistent with the values of compassion, care, and non-judgmental support. By highlighting these success stories, religious communities can learn from each other's experiences and gain inspiration for how they can begin to implement harm reduction initiatives within their own settings.